Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. The evening at times chaotic and at others emotional as a tornado directly hit the Vermeer Mile and touched down numerous times from Altoona and Bondurant all the way to northwest of Lytton Thursday afternoon.
Obviously, a lot of things are still being assessed. One of those is how we get vehicles out of here. And so obviously there's some movement. You're seeing cars. We're still waiting for some clearances from the sheriff's office on the best and safest way to do that. So just hang tight from us, okay, guys? I know that we're eager to get moving, but we have to wait for that clearance. We'll give you an update as soon as we know more, okay? Thank you.
Extensive damage was reported throughout Vermeer Corporation at plants 5 and 6, as well as their waste management facility. Lesser impacts were seen throughout the rest of Vermeer's campus. Vice President of Operations Vince Neuendorp was among a group of Vermeer employees that first saw the devastation the moment they stepped outside of their storm shelters. He says the priority, though, was to make sure that all team members were safe.
Well, my first thought was that, you know, this can't happen. This could not happen to us. Now, the good news is that we have disaster recovery plans in place. We enacted those immediately. We established a command center, and we got our leadership team together and put together a plan. And again, first and foremost is our team members, making sure that they're safe and secure, and that our emergency services have room to work. And that's our first priority.
Dr. Bob Leonard spoke with Tim Van Donsler, who was inside Vermeer when the storm hit.
All right, and tell us what happened here from your perspective.
Well, about 5 minutes before the final bell went off to go home, they sent out the warning for a tornado. We all went to the break room in the inside of the building, and we sat there for about 20 minutes, and then the lights went out, and here we are outside.
Tell me about your car.
Upside down on the roof, all collapsed in. So.
Well, and you told me that it picked it up and moved it how far?
It picked it up and moved it about 50 feet.
So what's your feeling as you're waiting to be picked up and brought home?
It's really indescribable right now. So. Just thank God that we're alive. So. Say your prayers for those who were injured and hope that nobody got killed and everybody lived.
Vermeer Chair of the Board Mary Andringa was among those who helped employees off of the mile after the tornado passed through.
Well, this has been a momentous afternoon, and we've had a lot of damage at Vermeer. We're still assessing it. We've had some injuries, but we don't think we have any severe injuries. We have a lot of damage and a lot of cars on top of each other, so we're just in the process of assessing this all and trying to get people. We have 450 customers on the premise and a lot of great employees, so we're working to get people safely off the property, and that's where we are right now.
And how many people do you think were on the mile today?
Well, quite a few, I think, of the first shift people had already been in the process of leaving. But I'm sure we have 1,000 or two. I don't know. We have second shift people and some first shift people here, as well as our 400 plus customers. So a lot of people.
Vermeer CEO Jason Andringa says the next several hours will be about assessing the damage further. And part of that is to keep employees off of their campus until they can find out more information.
So we really want to just cancel operations so that we can make sure that all safety for team members is assured when we bring our operations folks back. We certainly are optimistic that a number of our facilities can be up and going again in the near future. And the outpouring of offers for help from a variety of other manufacturing entities and other entities has been overwhelming. And we will explore all of our opportunities to get back up to full Vermeer capacity as soon as we can.
Andringa remains optimistic about Vermeer's ability to bounce back from the devastating damage, no matter how much it hurts right now.
Pastor Kevin Corver was here immediately. I appreciate him being here. So, yeah, we certainly are going to rebuild and we're going to come back stronger than ever.
In addition to the damage at Vermeer Corporation, numerous vehicles, farm buildings, power poles, and trees were destroyed by the tornado from near Highway T-14 along 228th Place to 240th, all the way to Vermeer and just over old Highway 102. The National Weather Service will conduct a survey today of the impacted areas to determine the strength of the confirmed tornadoes in central Iowa. The KNIA Cable Less Severe Weather Action Team was on the air from 3:37 to 4:45 p.m., providing live coverage of multiple tornado warnings. Stay tuned to KNIA Cable Less for additional details about Thursday's tornado near Pella. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.